The activated sludge process uses microorganisms in suspension to break down organic material with aeration and agitation. It can also be used to remove nutrients by making some modifications. In the activated sludge process, it is important to maintain a certain level of microbial population in the aeration tank to ensure a continuous biological process. This is maintained by recirculating back some of the sludge, bacteria containing activated sludge, from the secondary sedimentation tank to the aeration basin. The recycled biomass is called return activated sludge, RAS. As the bacteria degrades organic matter, more microbial biomass is developed by the growth of cells. As the concentration of biomass increases over time, excess sludge needs to be pumped out to a sludge management unit as waste activated sludge, WAS. A basic activated sludge process consists of several interrelated components. An aeration tank, where the biological reactions occur. An aeration source that provides oxygen and mixing. A tank, known as the clarifier, where the solids settle and are separated from treated wastewater. Return activated sludge, RAS, where part of the settled solids from the secondary sedimentation tank is returned to the aeration tank. Waste activated sludge, WAS, where excess sludge from the sedimentation tank is removed from the process, wasted. Variations of ASP include sequencing batch reactors, SBRs, and extended aeration and oxidation ditches, which are often used for small wastewater treatment systems.